Bulatov. I take it you're the only one on.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I did take the recording off.
Okay, good. Judy.
Good evening, Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov, good evening to you.
Please join us in saying the Ana Bekoa. Ana Bekoa, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati, Serura. Aleph Bet Gimel Yitzhak Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Aharenu Nora Kufrei Shayan Sintet Dun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin Barhem Taharem Rachame Sikatha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Saditaf Gimel Asin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Pet Kuf Bet, Pet Dunayan. Yachid Geyef, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kiddushata, Yud Gimelamed, Pei Zayan Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmati Akatenu, Yodea, Galubot, Shin Kufav, Tadi Yud Tav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim. Berav chesed be'emet, notzer chesed la'alafim, noseya won wa'pesha v'chata'a v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It's from Parashat Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. And we will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabaritu, Ishkite Bichilu, Urchimud Hilud Hilu Urchimu. Liakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe, Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Basok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kananei aleinu maasei yadeinu kananehu. Rabbi Abba amar bekama atar tane nam dekudsha. Berichu koma diaved leela witata. Kolaihu kishot biovada dikshot. Belei lach mila bialma divae barnash. Bedach ya leya mine ya ulanaga. Beya kalana tehakulu ovada. Dig shot Dinun with Kola Itzteris Be Alma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse that we study connecting to this energy. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom liami li Israel untati vishakan tafta vilo yirgaz od vilo yositu vene avlala anoto ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayo te alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta. Hezayo alada la awa heya yozala me behe ereyo hekome la awa kalayo la wawa heela nulaha yo 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 me la he se se wa nuta he he a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nuda anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me be nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo me nu me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa be he yo ta me be nu me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa yo sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta. He he yo au nu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo me he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa he nu la nu me ha yo he yo me na me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ha ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. Sadakimu left this day, the 24th day of Adar. Rabbi Gershon Kitover, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Hager, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Fisher, and Rabbi Zahava Brownstein, Rebbetzin Zahava Brownstein. We will now connect to the Ani meditation. It's available on the unique astrological times link, the last page. Last link, I mean, at the bottom of the page. This meditation assists us in maintaining balance and connecting to balance. We had that opportunity in the Torah reading today, the Torah reading of Shmini, where there were two middles of the Torah, one for words and one for letters. Malchut Yoaheni Wayohe, Yoaheni Wayohe, Yoaheni Wayohe, Yisod. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. Od. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. Netzach. Ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Gevura. Yeah. Ni we yo. Yeah. Ni we yo. Yeah. Ni we yo. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Uhura. Yeah. Ni we yo. Yeah. Ni we yo. Yeah. Ni we yo. Hesed. Yeah, heni we yo he. Yeah, heni we yo he. Yeah, any way yo he. Bina. Yeah, any way yo he. Yeah, any way yo he. Yeah, any way yo he. Hachma. Yeah, honey, why yo ha. Yeah, honey, why yo ha. Yeah, honey, why yo ha. Getter. Yeah, honey, why yo ha. Yeah, honey, why yo ha. Ya ahani wa yoha. We will now connect to the Esther Dibrot, which can be found closer to the top of the page of the Unique Astrological Times links. It's a link titled Esther Dibrot. It's a surprise to me, but I had not opened it yet, so. actual, the link is titled 10 Utterances. Now I know I hadn't opened the link, so I could correct that error. Before we say the Esther DeBroat, let's say the first two lines of the Shema, in case any of our community has not done that as of yet this evening. Please close your eyes or cover your eyes. Lean slightly to the left as we say, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. And now we will say L'Shem Yichud, and then commence with the 10 utterances. L'Shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Erchimu Ud Hilu Ud Hilu Erchimu L'Yachda L'Shem Yudhe Bavadhe B'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kenenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kenenei Vaydaber Elohim et kol hadivarim Ha'ele lemor anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beit avadim Lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim Al panai lo ta'ase lecha. Ne'esel huikol tumuna asher bashamayim mi'ba'al. Wa asher ba'aretz mitachat, wa asher ba'mayim. Mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachawe lachem. Willow Tavdem Ki Anoshi Hashem Elohecha Elkana Poked Awon Avot Al Banim Al Shileshim We Al Rebeim Wishonai Leoseh Hesed La lavim, la ohavai, hu shomrei mitzvotai, lo tisa et shem Hashem, Elohecha lashav, ki lo yinake Hashem et asher isa, et shemo lashav. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat, v'kadsho sheshet yamim, avod v'asita, ko malachtecha, v'yom ha-shvi'i shabbat l'ashem elohecha, lo ta'aseh. Kom elacha ata yivincha uvitecha avdecha v'yamadcha uchemtecha v'gercha asher bisharecha ki sheshet yamin asa Hashem et hashamayim v'et haaretz Et hayam v'et kol asher bam v'yanot v'yanach v'yom hashvi'i al kein v'rach Hashem et yom hashabbat v'yikadshehu kabed et avicha v'et imecha l'man yarikun
Yamecha al ha'adama, asher Hashem Elohecha, notein lach lo tirtzach, lo tinaf lo tigno, lo tane bereacha, en shaker lo tachmot, beit reecha. Lo tachmot eshet reecha, v'avdo v'amato v'shoro v'chamoro, v'kol asher l'reecha. Tonight's class is a Zohar class from the Parasha of Tazria. You'll find the handout on the Revealed, or on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column, that opens up a landing page which lists all of the Parashas. Scroll to Parashat Tazria, and we will start today with section 14 and Pasuk 62. Are there any questions before we begin? We should say the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, because we did not do that, although we did it in the Shema. So you can see my memory is somewhat confused. So let us begin. We've said the Lishen Yehud. Adam ki hiye v'yor basaro se'et o sapachat o becheret v'gomer Rabbi Yehuda patach v'amar. El tiruni she'ani she'char choret she'sh zapatni ha'shamesh ha'kira yitmar aval v'shata t'sihara yitkasya begaluta iyo amra. Al tiruni lav de'ihi pekidat la lemecheve la ela begin de'ihi chamat tiyuta Yisrael gaba lemecheme nechoraha hi amrat al tiruni La techlun lemecheme li al tiruni vadai memtet begin sheani shechar choret begin deana bekadruta. When a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a swelling, a scab, or a bright spot, Rabbi Yehuda opened by saying, do not gaze upon me because I am blackish, because the sun has scorched me. We have studied this verse, yet when the moon, which is Malchut, is concealed in exile, she says, do not gaze upon me. It is not that she orders not to look on her, but when she sees the yearning of Israel towards her to behold her light, she says, do not gaze upon me, which means you cannot see me. Do not gaze upon me, surely, because I am black, since I am in darkness. My commentary. Men are not directed, excuse me, Men are directed to not look at the moon except one time during the month, when the community blesses the moon. Does the halakha come in from this verse in Shir HaShirim? The blessing of the moon only takes place when the moon is rising, meaning expanding its light from the time of the new moon to the full moon. The light declines after the full moon, and that is when it begins to be considered dark, since it is not complete except for the time of the full moon. Pasuk 63. My shechar choret, shechorah mi bae, le'ya'ela, tirein kadrute, kad shesh zafatni, ha'shamesh, de'istalak mini shimsha, le'an harali, u'istakla. B. V'chadiv ne'imi na'ni charuvi. The translation. He asks, why does it say blackish when it should have said black? He answers, there are two kinds of darkness. One is that the sun has scorched me, which means the sun, which is there on pin, has gone away from me. And the other is that my mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards. My commentary. This pasuk is not complete. Why did the Zohar not explain who is my mother's children, as well as why being the keeper of the vineyards is considered dark? Pasuk 64.
Shezafat mi, mi ba'eleya ela ramaz hudika, ramiz bashesh bekad nechara shimsha. V'shesh nehori nahir v'kad istalak kol inun shit nehorin istalaku v'nei mi ilein inun di'at yan misitra v'dina kashya neharu bi. Kada anahit nihar gironi haidikiv. Al tzavareinu nir dachnu dekan hawo aylim Yisrael begaluta hawo azle yadayhu mechad kan. La'achora, v'rechayim al tzavareihon, v'layakilu li'avtecha umar.
The translation. Yes, it says, because the sun has scorched me. The Hebrew is shez aftani. Yet it should have said, the sun scorched me, shez ani. He answers, there is an allusion to the number six here, since shez aftani is composed of shesh, meaning six, zaftani. For when the sun zeranpin shines, it does so with six lights. Namely, the six sefirot, chesed, gevura, tiferet, netzach, hod, and yesod. When it is gone, all these six lights are gone. My mother's children are all those coming from the aspect of harsh judgment to punish for sins. They were angry, the Hebrew word is nicharu, with me. As in my throat is dried, the Hebrew word is nichar. This is what is meant by we are pursued to our necks. For when Israel reached exile, their hands were tied behind their backs, and there was a millstone around their necks, so they could not speak. This is the meaning of were angry with me. My commentary. This pasuk is answering what was not answered in pasuk 63. Another question to ask is why was the answer separated from the description? Pasuk 65. Shamoni notera et hachramim. Lameha begaluta lenatra lishar Amin beginechon Israel karmi Sheli lo natarti dehalayakilna lenatra lehom kad bekad meta. Bekad meta natir chana karmi sheli umineya it netaru shear karmin hashta natir na shear karmin begin karmi sheli dili shemre Natir Benaihu. The translation, they made me keeper of the vineyards, namely, to go into exile and keep the other nations for the sake of Israel, who are among them in exile. But my own vineyard I have not kept, because I cannot keep them as before. At first I kept my own vineyard, namely Israel, and through it the other vineyards were kept, which are the other nations. Now I keep the other vineyards for the sake of my own vineyard, so it shall be kept among them. My commentary asks a question. Who do you think is speaking? Is it Hashem, or is it the Shekhinah? Otherwise, the pasuk is clear as written. This is the end of the section. Are there any questions? Section 15. Pasuk 66. Excuse me one second. Rabbi Chiyo, the Rabbi Yose. Awo azle biorcha kad matu chad be hakal chamu chad daftira dekit ripa bein archa li star yomina amarabi yase atifa dekutra Yanin Shakia Late Lan Rishu Lemeheme Behet Bhakta Miomadi Itari Be Maktisha. The translation. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yossi were walking along the way. When they reached the field, they saw a balsam tree on the right side of the road. Rabbi Yossi said, enveloping smoke is in our eyes. We are not permitted to behold a joyful thing, such as a balsam tree, since the day the temple was destroyed. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written, although the question is, why are we not to be joyful when the temple is destroyed? A simple answer is that the temple sacrifices allows for joy to return to the world when a person brings that sacrifice. Without the sacrifice, we do not cleanse the mistake, and that limits our elevation from the joy that we can and do experience. Pasuk 67. Petach v'yamar la'ashem ha'aretz umloa tevel yoshveva kewan di'amar la'ashem ha'aretz umloa amai tevel yoshveva v'ki tevel lav minara hu'ela Akika Amar La Shem Haaretz Umloa Dara Kadisha Dikre Eretz Hachayim Tevel V'yoshveva Kasher Aran Kada'a V'hu Yishpot Tevel B'tzedek V'tevel B'tzedek Talya V'kola Hadmila. The translation. He opened the discussion with, the earth is Hashem's and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell in it. He asked one saying, the earth is Hashem's and the fullness thereof. Why reiterate with the world and they that dwell in it? And he answers, this is what is meant. The earth is Hashem's and the fullness thereof refers to the holy earth called the land of the living. The world and they that dwell in it refers to other lands, as written. And he will judge the world in righteousness. Since the world depends on righteousness, it all amounts to the same thing. My commentary. The Zohar is ending speculation that the phrases are different meanings about everything belonging to Hashem, including plants, animals, and people. Pasuk 68. Rabbi Chiyayo Amar Lashem Haaretz Umloa Haaretz Tinach Umloa Mayhiyo Elailen Nishmatin Detzadikayayo Hevel Yoshveva Tevel da'ara diltata v'yoshve v'ileni nun b'nei nasha amar ribi yosei ihaki b'mai okmi okimna ki hu al yamin yasada v'al necharot Uk yakone koneha amar leya vadai haki u vihahiyo eretz hachaim al yamim yisada v'al neharot yakone neha teku Denagid Benafik Me Eden Uhu Eat
tekana leit atra bemalka kadisha umezan almin.
Rabbi Kia said, the earth is Hashem's and the fullness thereof. What are that specific land, Malchut, and the fullness thereof? He answers, these are the souls of the righteous in Malchut. In the world and they that dwell in it, the world is the lower earth in this world, and they that dwell in it are people. Rabbi Yossi said, if this is so, that the earth means Malchut, how are we to explain, for he who had founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods? He said to him, assuredly it is so, since the land of the living, Malchut, he had founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. All the Mochim come from that superb river that comes out and flows from Eden, which is Bina, and Malchut is established by them, so as to be crowned by the Holy King and nourish the worlds. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining how Chachma flows to Malchut. It also hints to the concept of the inner earth, or the lower earth. Pasuk 69.
Miyale behar Hashem v'gomer niki kafa ayim uvar lev asher lo nasa l'shav nafshi v'gomer nafsho ketiv mahu nafshi v'nafsho ela kola had mila yemadi at amar nishba Hashem v'nafsho kasher bilvavi uv'nafshi yaseh with David, Malka, Itachid, Hahu, Levu, Hahu, Nefesh, Vial, Dalo, Nasa, Lashal, Nasho.
The translation. Who shall ascend into the mountain of Hashem? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not taken my name, literally my nefesh, in vain. He asked, it is spelled his nefesh, yet is read my nefesh. What are my nefesh and his nefesh mentioned in the verse? And he answers, it is all the same thing, as it is written. Hashem Elohim has sworn by his nefesh, that shall do according to that which is in my heart and in my nefesh. My nefesh is Malchut. King David united with that heart and that nefesh, namely with Malchut. Hence it says, who has not taken his nefesh in vain? My commentary. Hashem is the lowest level of soul. Excuse me, God forbid. Nefesh is the lowest level of soul. What is the meaning of the nefesh of Hashem? How does the difference between written and reading of the word change the meaning of the term nefesh of Hashem? The answers to these questions are very important to understand the meaning of the words that are translated soul. Words like nefesh, ruach, neshama, Chaya and Yeshida. That is the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? We still have a few minutes. It's possible that we might be able to... I don't think so, but let me see for sure. In section 16, it starts with Pasuk 70. And it ends with 74. So it's four verses. We'll probably run about 10 minutes over, but I'd like to start with section 16. Pasuk 70. Ad ha'wo azle ha'arau b'had barnash b'yan po malyan machtishin wahawa kam mitto mitho Mitchot ilana had ista kalu Beya vehahu nan anpo anpo Sut makin inun makishin Amara bichiyayo manant al You die. Ana marabia se chata ahudei lav. Hakila itrishimu anpo beilein. Marin bishin leilein laigrun. Yesurin de ahava amarabishiayo. Haki hu vadai Yisorin Yahava mitchatryan Inun mivne nasha. The translation: While they were walking, they chanced upon a man whose face was full of wounds, who rose from underneath a tree. They looked at him and saw his face red because of the wounds. Rabbi Chiya said to him, "Who are you?" He said, "I am a Jew." Rabbi Yossi said, "He is a sinner, for otherwise those evil wounds would not be marked on his face. And these are not considered sufferings of love." Rabbi Chiya said, "It is surely so, because sufferings of love are hidden from people." My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. Do you think it proper to speak about a person in front of him? What about not in front of the person? The term sufferings of love is being defined also in this pasuk. Pasuk 71. Tachat se diktiv adam ki hiye bior besaro seit o sapachat o bacheret agimozimin haka uku ikruna nega Sara at hahidiktiv v'haya b'yor pasaro v'nega tzarat my nega tzarat segiru segiru b'kol ha'uktiv v'hu ba'el acharon ha'kohen v'gomer Aval inun deit chazum levarketi v'ra'ahu hakohen v'time oto dehavadai inun deit chazum Livar bivne nasha, misitra dim sava, ka achyan vilav yusurin, tiahavaninu. The translation, come and see, it is written, when a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a swelling, a scab, or a bright spot. There are three kinds here, all considered the plague of leprosy. This is the meaning of, and it be in the skin of his flesh, the plague of leprosy. What is the plague of leprosy? It means closed in the Aramaic translation. For it is closed in every respect, which means the wound is closed and concealed from the beholder. Of this it is written, then he shall be brought to Aaron the priest. But in relation to those wounds that are exposed, it is written, the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. For surely those seen from the outside to people come from the sight of impurity and are not sufferings of love. My commentary. Sufferings of love are physical wounds that can be seen by the public. My commentary isn't making sense, so let me clarify it. Physical wounds that can be seen by the public are not sufferings of love. Wounds that are able to be seen by, again, I'm confusing you, so let's start over. If a wound or a blemish can be seen by the public, it is not a suffering of love. If a wound or a blemish can be seen by the public, a suffering of love is when the wound or the blemish cannot be seen by the public. I'm sorry for the confusion. When a wound can be seen, it is not a suffering of love. When a wound or a blemish cannot be seen, it is a suffering of love. Sufferings of love are indications of righteousness. Pasuk 72. Amar Rabbi Yose, Mal Are Archiayo. Let me rephrase that. It's Ma Mem Lamed Amar Rabbi Chiyayo Dikiv Tova Ho Tokachat Megola Me'ahava Mesuteret Ehahiyo Tokachat Me'ahava Mesutaret Mivne Nasha chegu kake gavna, da mandeo kach lecha vreya, birchimuta, bae, liastera mi lo, mivne nasha dila, ikso minaihu havreya, vei mi lo, Inun beit galyayo, kame bene nasha, lavinun birchimuta. The translation. Rabbi Yossi asked, whence do we know that? And Rabbi Chia said, from the words, open rebuke is better than hidden love. The meaning of open rebuke is better is that if the rebuke is done with love, it is hidden from people. So when one rebukes his neighbor with love, he must conceal his words from people, so his neighbor shall not be put to shame. If his words are public, they are not with love. My commentary. The message is always hold back on your perception and your judgments about expressing these ideas to anyone, especially the individuals involved who are not loved by you. Verse 73. Kado kach lebar nash, bekola okach birchimuta, bekad meta mache, leya begar meya, dilgoi ichadar beya mutav, weila mache, leya tichot. Tod beya beilein ikrun yisurin diahava ichadar beya mutav ilav maheleya beitgal yayo beanpo kamekola begin de istachlum. Beya vindun dehachata ihu velav rachima demareyahu. The translation. The Holy One, blessed be He, does the same. When He rebukes man, He rebukes him always with love. At first, he smites him in the internal part of the body. If he repents, it is well. Otherwise, he smites him under his clothes. These are considered sufferings of love. If he repents, it is well. Otherwise, he smites him openly in his face, for everyone to see and know that he is a sinner, not beloved by his master. My commentary. Internal injuries and illnesses are rebukes from Hashem. If people would only realize this and start to do teshuvah, the need for chemotherapy would be unnecessary. These technologies would still be useful since people do not have the certainty. Pasuk 74.
Amarlon hahu barnash, bekitra de achadati tun gabai, vidala vatunela, meinun de diurehon, beve rishve, tilada halun mikolai banai, Yatyan avatra yakatra gau. Beku, ech bilaiku, the itgal yayo, al oraita, akihu diktiv, berosh homiyot, tikra. Befitche she'arim ba'ir amareha tomer uma ibemi ledi oraita anandecha le'mikamach anishtekach bekisufa kamekucha berichu Loud eladio raita baitzahuta patachahu yavra yamar mi el kamocha
No se awom wigomer harim yadovata ad hakimatun beno amar bereya ze rasikata ishmaya yo hata. That man said to them, "You plot against me surely to put me to shame. You must be of those who frequent the house of Rabbi Shimon, who fear nothing. If my sons, my descendants, shall come, they will harm you. Why do you speak openly? You should fear my sons." They had said to him, "Such is the Torah as written. She cries in the chief place of concourse at the entrance of the gates. In the city she utters her words, saying, 'If we fear you in words of Torah, we shall be in contempt before the Holy One, blessed be He.' Moreover, the Torah needs clarity, that is open speech." The man quoted, "Who is El like you, who pardons iniquity and forgives the transgression?" In the meantime, his sons arrived. His younger son said, "Help from heaven is here for my father." The commentary. When one witnesses a transgression, there is a process of rebuke to follow. One is to indicate privately to the transgressor to change his ways. If the person changes his behavior, nothing else is required. Next, one must consider how best to motivate the transgressor to change. There is no need to publicly expose the transgression until it is clear after a number of efforts to remind the person of the correct behavior. If necessary, one is required to publicize the inappropriate behavior. As a last resort, one is to expel the transgressor from the community. One signal that this is necessary is a visible wound or illness becoming known to other people. This is the end of the section, the end of the class. Does anyone have any questions on any of the three sections we read tonight, 14, 15, and 16? Classes tomorrow, 10:30 class. We'll continue our preparation for the holidays. We'll be describing a few different subjects associated with the beginning of Nisan. A 3 o'clock class is continuing our study of advanced reincarnation. If there are no other questions, we bid you all Shavua Tov, a good week, a week filled with peace and serenity and total joy. Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.